An audit by the Internal Revenue Service of Escambia County's payroll is resulting in changes for the county's volunteer firefighters. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports those changes could cause some volunteers to resign.
It's an unfortunate situation, and what happens is laws evolve, and you got to rechart our course to make sure that we're taking the absolute best care of the volunteers that we can and the public.
Escambia County Administrator Jack Brown says what started out as a routine audit on the 2012 tax year eventually focused on a number of county employees who moonlighted as volunteer firefighters.
What prompted them to start looking at the volunteer firefighters is they noticed that some county employees had W-2 forms and they also had 1099s as volunteers.
Those employees' W-2 forms were for their regular jobs, and the 1099 showed no taxes withheld from their stipends. In the course of the investigation, the IRS determined the county owed about $79,000 in uncollected employer taxes. That brought about changes in withholding as of January 1st.
$47,000 that they're saying should have been paid out as W-2, FICA, and taxes should have been withheld by the county. And then another almost $32,000 that should have been paid for employees who received both a 1099 and a W-2.
They found out that we had some employees who work different roles in the county who also volunteer for us as firefighters and receive a stipend.
Mike Weaver is Escambia County Public Safety Director. According to county records, volunteer firefighters in Escambia receive stipends for answering 25% of their station's calls during the month. That can range from about $300 to $550 depending on rank. Weaver says the volunteer firefighters involved are not on the hook for the back taxes.
They have been paying their taxes on their 1099. They would have been paying anyhow the same amount of monies, if not greater, on there. The only ones that are on the hook, and we will officially settle next week, the county's portion, but that is all the responsibility there.
The policy will also require any volunteer to resign if they're employed by the Escambia County Commission to avoid any potential tax or overtime issues.
It could lead to some. We definitely know of at least a dozen to 15 employees. I've got several in this building that work for us either on the ambulance or in the dispatch center or emergency management who also volunteer.
Volunteer firefighters who work for county entities not under the county commission's umbrella, such as the sheriff's office and the county school board, will not have to resign. Weaver says they're in recruiting mode now to help fill the upcoming vacancies.
We will try some other measures, but it appears that volunteerism is down in all factors. The numbers have been dwindling since the mid-90s, but we will take anybody willing to volunteer for their community and come in and try and help us out.
Meanwhile, County Administrator Jack Brown says while the inconsistencies are from 2012, the county won't have to worry about any other tax year.
Part of the settlement is that they're not going to penalize us for 2013 and 2014. They realize that this is not like somebody was trying to do something wrong. They felt like everything was being handled above board, but we started crossing the line and started treating them more like actual employees.
The changes in withholding and employment status are now in place at the county clerk's office, which oversees the county payroll. Other changes to Escambia County's fire services will need approval by the county commission. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.